Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So, Gresh, before we get to what's going on with Reggie Bush, let me throw this one out there for you. Okay, so there's a couple industries where I feel like screw over their customers more than any other industry.
Oh, boy. Are we going down the road of ticket brokers?
Oh, well, ticket brokers is one I didn't think of. The other one is the cell phone companies. Used to really – they can hold you hostage. Drive-thrus, any drive-thru that you've ever been through in your life. You get your food, you don't check it. By the time you drive away, you're like, what the hell? I forgot all my food. DoorDash is kind of like that now. Sometimes they bring your food. They don't give you – they leave something out. You're left calling back. But the one industry that I'm so happy to hear this new ruling – is the airline industry.
What, you got an issue with Big Air?
I do have a massive problem with Big Air with a lot of things. Okay, one would be the exit row. It used to be free. If you got there early, you could ask for the exit row.
Well, that
and they didn't charge you $50.
That is an airline
deal.
The
other thing is they used to have this standing rule where if your flight was canceled, they would blame it on Mother Nature and you wouldn't be able to get your money back, or they would make it really hard for you to get your money back. Not anymore.
Oh, boy.
This is a Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg.
Yes. Mayor of a small town, ladies and gentlemen, to the Secretary of Transportation.
Okay, now hear this new announcement.
That's quite a rise.
And then we will find out if this is a big deal or not.
Yeah, we're really excited. We are coming out with a new rule that defines and lifts the standard for people getting their money back from airlines when the airline lets them down. One thing that's especially important about this is that you will automatically get a refund when you're entitled to one. The way it works right now is that even if you are technically owed a refund, the burden is on you to go out and get it.
That's the fun part.
Hold on. Oh, no. Okay, so basically,
you dog cuss somebody.
So now they're going to have to automatically refund you when your flight is canceled or delayed, 3 hours domestic, we could be dealing with this, 6 hours internationally, or your bag is lost. Refunds within 7 business days. Big deal, no big deal.
It's a big deal.
I can't believe you're thinking about this.
Well, because I have very little faith that this will actually happen.
Why? What do you mean?
Well,
he said it with so much energy and so much enthusiasm. You don't believe him? This is going to happen.
You know how we looked earlier at first-round hit rates? I feel like the governmental hit rate is not what it should be right now. It is a very big deal, and I hope it happens.
Hit rate.
But
good
I'm
point.
Just saying that, yep. You know, there's a lot of whiffs out there.
Is this just a suggestion that things like this is going to happen?
Look in our state, the Tibbetts Nut or whatever the hell it is, being like, oh, yeah, you got money, we're coming after you for tolls. It's like, oh, my God.
So I don't know if you've ever had to fight to get your money back.
I'm going to offset my truck charge by canceling
right.
an airline flight.
Okay, so just listen to this. Here's a couple customers that booked tickets. Flight got canceled for whatever reason, lost the bag, and hear what they went through in order to get their money back.
American Airlines is refusing to give me my money back. I've called four times now, talked to two supervisors, sent six emails.
The wait was over 5 hours. I booked my own flight, thinking, surely they will refund me for this. Oh no, they're saying I did not give them the opportunity to reaccommodate me.
See, okay. Oh, they tried that bull crap with me. There was one time we were leaving on JetBlue, and we were like, nope, we got to get back, and we just booked it over, and I called one of their people, and they were trying to give me the runaround, and I was like, well, ma'am, when did that flight take off? And she was like, da-da-da, and I said, how long did you say the flight was to rebook? And the lady goes, oh, yeah, we'll just get you a refund. Because I boxed her in. She was a dum-dum. I was like, it was a five-hour line. The flight took off 4 hours. I could have got rebooked on it.
It is amazing because you booked the ticket, and then, okay, listen, you can get a refund, but the burden's on you. So you'll say, okay, I'll take the time, and I'll research it, and I'll call. Like, I have time. I have some time to burn right now. But they make it so difficult for you to get anybody on the phone, get anybody who can actually give you the answer. Or they just put you in a queue and they say, okay, you will be, someone will call you back, leave your name and number.
No, never
and then
fall
they call
for
you back at 1 a.m. in the morning.
No.
Oh, geez,
no.
You didn't answer. My bad. You can't have your money back.
Yeah, no. Can we?
This is
please,
perfect.
There was a child in this room earlier who's now
he
gone.
Left. We ran him out of here.
Can we please do the Megan Thee Stallion story?
Please? Oh, I didn't even look at them because I thought you wanted to do the Reggie Bush one.
Oh, no. We can get to Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. Yeah, great. Former reinstatement. They're a bunch of liars, da-da-da.
Okay.
This so Megan Thee Stallion story.
You know
story,
it, then you run it because I have it up here if you want me to do it.
Here's all we need to know. Here is the headline. Megan Thee Stallion's former cameraman is suing her for allegedly sleeping with another woman in front of him. Big deal, no big deal. What
this
are we?
Is, well,
I mean, I didn't read
this. This one's hard to answer.
What?
This one's hard to answer. Okay, so her former cameraman is suing her first of all, allegedly sleeping with another woman in front of him.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the cameraman doing in the bedroom? Was this a former lover? Was this a guy supposed to be filming stuff anyways? Was she doing like a documentary, and he's like, she was, and then suddenly the cameraman felt uncomfortable with the whole act of sex even though he wasn't alerted to it?
Okay, the guy is 29 years old, suing for harassment. As of how this guy Emilio Garcia says he was harassed, he claims Megan Thee Stallion had sex with another woman while he was in the car with the pair. According to the suit, the incident that allegedly occurred in Ibiza in June 2022 saw the rapper, real name Megan Jovan Ruth Pete, I'm not kidding, that's what's written here, having sex with a woman right beside Garcia after a night out.
Okay, so this is a big deal. You want to know it's a big deal?
Why?
It's a money grab. It's a shakedown.
Oh, okay.
If he really was upset with it and uncomfortable with it, he would have asked to get out of the car, or would he told her to stop? But no, he was probably fine with it. Probably was thinking, wow, this is going to be an unbelievable story. But now he can sue her. Yeah, he can sue her for harassment. Oh,
it's an unbelievable story.
I'm scarred. She was having sex with another woman. My eyes.
And
it's a shakedown.
In a car? How much are you?
In Ibiza? It's like part of, like, they say that when you enter.
What's that song? Isn't there the song,
Something about Ibiza?
I did it in Ibiza.
I took a pill in Ibiza.
There you go. To show someone I was cool or something like that. So, yeah.
Because that's what they do out there.
It's a party scene down there. But, I mean, if they're in a car, I would not envision that the traditional ways of making the sex.
I have a vision of it right now.
I know,
fabulous.
And I do too. But I don't know if it could be like full blown.
You know what? Like, so I used to, when I was in Seattle, my old landlord. I had this apartment. My old landlord was Hugh Hefner's, crazy story, I never told you this, was Hugh Hefner's old driver.
Go on.
He was, and he drove for Hugh Hefner for like 30 years.
Oh, okay? My God.
And I used to see him because he was angry at me because I let my dog urinate on the grass and the grass was turning, killing the grass. So, but we were buddies, but he never told me anything. Now, this guy had nothing to lose. He wasn't in contact with the Playboy Mansion, didn't talk to Hugh Hefner at all. But his mouth and his lips were sealed. You could trust the guys back then.
You know what?
And now you tell me how much sex Hugh Hefner had and his limo when this guy was driving it?
Well, you know.
Degrees of Fourier. There's another one.
Well, Matthew, you know, there's some. I'm going to take some things to the grave.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, that's our guy.
There you go. There it is. So that is big deal, no big deal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.